somebody can no longer be passive. Somebody has to now step up and demand what they want. They have to release that inner tiger. You got to open up the cage and you got to get out there.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're going to get right into today's content. I want to play a quick clip for you just to bring some context to this episode and just so you get an understanding of where we're coming from today. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Decided that maybe Tiger is coming back. No, 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 no.
Tiger's competitive career is over.
Yes.
Competitive.
Yes. I think so.
Return. I've been sure you get this question a lot. Do you think he'll return his previous form?
No.
I mean, this is a guy who is no longer scaring anybody out there.
Are you giving up on Tiger?
I'm giving up on him ever winning anything ever again.
No.
Can he compete with the young guns on tour, the Justin Thomas's, Jordan Spieth's, Dustin Johnson's?
No, is the short answer.
I think in reality, I don't think we'll ever see Tiger Woods win a golf tournament again.
You can see he's trying. He looks at Dustin. And Dustin has the most obvious physical advantages on the tour right now. Well, Tiger Woods used to be that person. And, you know, the way they've worked out was completely different. I don't know what Dustin's doing, but it's right. I don't know what Tiger did, but I'm pretty darn sure it was wrong.
I don't like his mentality.
Short game is gone. His health is gone.
The next press release Tiger Woods should release should be, I'm retiring.
Yeah, he's 42 years old, so age would have gotten him by now.
But age is against him. His timetable of winning is what's closing. And these young players that are up and coming, who are, forget up and coming, they are here. And they are here to stay. This isn't the same old golf that we saw Tiger dominating and playing when he was on top with the lead every single tournament playing out front. It's a different style of playing.
Here's what's gonna happen. He is not ever going to win another tournament.
I wanted to play that clip because Tiger Woods is somebody who we know has dominated the game of golf at a very high level for a long amount of time. And then controversy came around, and then he hit, I guess you can call it a wall. And then people thought that Tiger Woods was done. They thought he was finished. You don't even have to be a golf fan to enjoy the content from today's episode. But for this Monday motivation, I wanted to challenge you to release your inner tiger. That's right, release your inner tiger. And the reason I wanted to talk about him just briefly is because he earned his first Masters Championship victory in 11 years with his win that just happened yesterday. 11 years. Because he's had ebbs and flows throughout his career, but him now getting that win, this puts him one win away from Sam Snead, who was the all-time winning player in golf history. Okay, the next guy closest to Tiger Woods is a gentleman by the name of Jack Nicklaus. For my golf fans, they used to call him the Golden Bear. He had 73. He's 8 wins behind Tiger, but he's been retired. And then the next gentleman, his name is Ben Hogan at number 4. He has 64, so he's 17 wins behind Tiger. And I wanted to talk about him today because I wanted to talk about his resilience. Friends, he did not win in 11 years. 11 years of getting a W. Have you ever faced the amount of adversity for 11 years to where you just kept going? You were in college and you kept failing the same class for 11 years. You got close, but not close enough. You did good, but it wasn't good enough because you still couldn't get to the end and get to that place where you needed to be. Today, I want you to release that inner tiger. I believe we all have it in us, and I believe that we need to be pushed sometimes to the limit until we really release, until we let loose, until we lose control, and we really hone in on what it is that we desire and want the most. So now I don't know what it is for you. if it's you going after shooting your shot, getting at that young lady or ladies, even getting at that fella, I don't know how you do it. It's time for you to release that inner tiger. If it's you asking your boss, letting them know that you want a promotion. Yeah, letting them know that it's time for you to get paid. Somebody can no longer be passive. Somebody has to now step up and demand what they want. They have to release that inner tiger. You got to open up the cage and you got to get out there. You want to grow your business, but now you're like, no, there's some things I could try, but I don't really think that's for me. Try it. Try it, because we all deserve to be victorious. That's if we put in the work. We all deserve to be victorious if we keep showing up and being resilient in the face of adversity, in the face of challenge, in the face of struggle, in the face of pain. I know you're hurting. I know you're struggling. I know sometimes you might not have the rent at the end of the month, but still keep showing up. You try it and try it and try it again. If it doesn't work this way, then try it another way. But I want us to be resilient. If we learn nothing else from Tiger Woods, in the clip, all these people, all these doubters, all these naysayers, people are continuing to pour dirt on your name. People are continuing to tell you why you're not justifiably the person for the job. People will continue to tell you, oh, no, your season's passed. People have been telling you that you're not good enough. But now you know that the only person who can control your destiny is you. The only person who can take full control of your life is you. The only person who can get up and say, I'm going to take a step closer to my dream today is you. So now I want you to release that tiger. And I want you to get out there and get after what you want. Tiger said, no, 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 no. They said what they said, but I'm making history. He's one win away from tying the all-time winner in golf history. The next gentleman is eight wins behind, and he retired. The next guy is almost 20 wins behind him. Tiger said, that's cool. Y'all can talk about me. You can throw dirt on my name. You can say whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better, but I'm going for the gold. So that's the Monday motivation. We got to give a shout out to Tiger Woods for getting the dub, man. Despite all those controversies and despite everything else that people have said about Tiger Woods, saying he's too old, saying that he has no chance, saying that he won't do it, man, nobody has time for that. When you're focused on winning and when you're focused on being a true success, you have to allow yourself to be numb to the noise. And you have to go after what it is that you say you want. Friends, we really appreciate you rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. And if you feel that this message was impactful or you enjoyed the content, screenshot it, share it with a friend, tag us on social media using the hashtag SYS podcast. And we would love to shout you out. And even if you felt that it was so good that you said, hey, I want to leave a review, then be sure to go on the Apple, scroll down to the very bottom, type, write a review. We would hope it'd be a 5-star review. And then just say your thoughts, share your feedback, and then you could have an opportunity to get your review read on the show. All right, friends, without further ado, if you'd like more information on me, just go to jonathanjonespeaks.com, and all my social links are down at the very bottom. Follow me, say you listen to the podcast, and I'd love to follow you right back. TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?